Welcome to the Paint to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 62 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And today is Monday. I normally record my podcasts a good week in advance, but I'm actually going to, today, Monday, the 29th of May, the podcast didn't go out this morning, and I'm recording it today, this afternoon. Last week, I had a bit of a crazy week. It's been quite a busy time for me, and so such is the way sometimes in work and in creativity, in life and business, and it's not a big deal. I'm recording it here, and yeah, I've actually given myself a podcasting day for work today because I have an interview with a guest later on in the evening, and I'm going to record some episodes with some ideas, and I've just been sitting with my journal and sitting in the sunshine, to be honest, journaling on some ideas of topics to bring into this podcast. So if anyone ever has any ideas that they'd like for me to talk about, then please do get in touch because I would be very curious to hear. But today I'm going to have a conversation with you under this umbrella theme of cyclical business, which is something that I had initiated a while ago, and I haven't done an episode under this heading for quite a while. So this is for anyone who is in business, in creativity, in practice, for anyone who is a graduate of my professional training or anyone who wants to take the professional training. This is really for people who are working with people and are inspired and curious about learning how to bring these principles that we teach of menstrual cycle awareness and trauma-informed work and self-care and even social justice into our business, and how we can do business in a different way, in a way that supports us, that nourishes us and doesn't deplete us or compromise others. So that's what we're going to have a chat about today. Before I get into it, I just want to remind you that we have, I don't think I've said it on the podcast, but I've been sharing it in my newsletter. We have launched the dates of the live info webinars. So if you are interested in being one of the students of the next intake for the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training, we begin this October 2023. The deadline to apply is, I think it's the 18th of September. And we're going to be opening up the applications in the next couple of weeks. And we have live info webinars for you, so you can come along. It's free. And it is by invitation via the waiting list. So the dates are up on the website. So I'll make sure to link the sales page in the show notes for the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training. We've got one live webinar at the end of June, and then we have one at the start of July, and then at the end of July. So you're all very welcome to come along. We're also recording it as well if you can't attend live, and we have a form where you can submit a question in advance. But hopefully we'll get to see you live and have a chat, and I will go through in a lot of detail what the course is, what the course isn't, who's it for, how it can benefit you, and then you can ask me questions, etc. So with that said, I'd really like to read out a lovely testimonial that I received from one of last year's graduates. Her name is Sarah. She's from Ireland. And she says, I really loved this course. As a professional training, it's a really helpful and nourishing add-on for anyone working in the health and wellness space. We covered so much in terms of the menstrual cycle, the nervous system, trauma and hormones. But some of the biggest and more in-depth learnings for me were around the relational pieces of working with clients, with groups and one-to-one dynamics, the role of power and all of the systems that we live with. Lisa's facilitation style provides a really empowering but nurturing space where you are always reminded to check in with your body and emotions. It was really wonderful. So thank you, Sarah, for that lovely testimonial, and I really enjoyed having you on the program. And so yeah, for anyone who's interested, I'm going to leave all the links for that in the show notes, and make sure you do register for the webinar. You can only get an invitation for the webinar if you register via the link that you receive from the waiting list email. So today's topic is all about receiving in business, which I'm going to explain what my definition of that is and why I'm going to talk about this topic. So this was inspired by one of my graduates from last year's professional training, who is now in one of the community practice groups. So after the training, I also offer support groups and coaching for graduates to support them in building their practice and building their business. And this is also something I personally have had to think about and journey in my own building my own business. And so, as a lot of you know, and for anyone who's new to my work, the way that I think about this type of work, especially health coaching, women's health coaching, working with a menstrual cycle, we're really looking at something. There's kind of a lot of different lenses, but it's that intersection of our client's journey and then our practice. So what we're doing, whether you are a nutritionist or a social worker or a teacher or a coach, and then your business. And so when we start to do this work, we have to think about all three things. We have to think about what our client needs, what kind of clients we're working with. Are we working with teenagers? Are we working with people who have been around the block? In my case, I work with people who've been to a lot of practitioners and are still struggling to get results or don't know where to go next. Or are you an educator of menstrual cycle awareness and you're working with people at the kind of starting point of their journey of awareness and learning, and then your business as well? And so we have to think about how we shape a business to support our practice and to support our clients, and also the you also come into this too. There's also, if you think about it as a Venn diagram, it's like your business, your clients, your practice, and then you and what works for you, because the reality is we all have lives and we all have very different realities. And, you know, the way you structure and shape your business has to suit your reality, your needs, your family life, your financial needs, the country, the culture you work in, etc. And so the reason why I'm going to talk about receiving in business is because when we go back to that question of how can I do business differently, how can I live in a more cyclical way with my business, really what we're asking is, how do we not burn out and do, but still do business successfully and still work successfully and have, you know, successful results for clients and happy clients and, you know, relatively good demand for the services that you're selling, etc. How do you do that without pushing sales on people or pushing yourself through work or over giving or undercharging and all of these things? And so, because I work with the nervous system lens and I also work with relational lens, so what I'm thinking about in a lot of my work and in my business is the relationship with the self, the relationship with others, and then also then our relationship with our business. So we're thinking about a needs-based approach for our clients and what our clients need, or what our ideal clients need, and also what we need. And it takes time. And so what we're looking at really is building a practice over building a brand. If you're building a brand, and I know branding is important and that this does come into it, and we can talk about that again another time, but if we prioritize our image and our branding over our business and our practice, that's when we get stuck, and that's when we get into shoulds and comparison and trying to force the growth of your business before you have the capacity, before your practice has the capacity, before you personally have the capacity, before you have a good relationship with your audience and your clients. And so building a practice is actually a slow process. And so when we're thinking about really integrating the values that I know you already have and practicing what we preach, not only in our personal lives, but also in our business, in our practice lives, it's a slow process. It takes time to figure that stuff out, and it takes time to make decisions, because it's only through thinking these things through and building relationships with our audience and figuring things out and our own learning and training and coming up against our own edges and, you know, rejecting things that we don't like or don't need, unnecessary things for business, you know, all that stuff, it takes time to build that slowly. And so I think that when we do that, when we allow ourselves to move slowly through the process, we can build something with great integrity. And even though it feels slow, if you give yourself a couple of years to do that and you look back, and then you might be like, wow, I actually built something really strong in quite a short period of time, because a couple of years is, you know, is not that long really. And if you were to build something strong in a couple of years, I mean, I think that's a very successful thing that you can do, in particular if you feel somewhat nourished and not burnt out at the end of the process. Okay, so I'm going to give a few more examples of this whole receiving in business and thinking about the nervous system and thinking about all of these different like intersections. So the your clients, you, your business needs, your practice needs. And also, again, the you piece again, what I really want to highlight in this is that we are human holding our business and holding our practice. And in this menstrual cycle work or any kind of therapeutic work, very often we come up against topics that we have journeyed ourselves or that are personal in nature for us too. You know, I'm not selling keyboards. I'm not selling microphones. You know, it's a much more deeply personal thing that we sell. And so, even despite that, there are a lot of emotions in business. It's something that you just have to accept, is that there are a lot of very uncomfortable emotions we have to navigate in business, and you have to figure out a way that you can not necessarily like heal all those emotions or clear them or get rid of them, but learn how to build capacity for those difficult, uncomfortable emotions and learn how to be safe with those difficult, uncomfortable emotions that come up in business, and try to get a felt sense, a somatic felt sense in your body for your edges and for, you know, what part is a learning curve and what part is too dysregulating that you might need help with or you might need to put off until a future point. Okay, so lots of difficult emotions in business. Also lots of positive emotions, you know, just, I know I want to be positive too, but it's just really important to accept that we will have a bit of an emotional roller coaster when it comes to this type of work. Excuse me. We'll also be taking a lot of risks, a lot of action, and then decision making and all of these things when it comes to building a practice, building a business, building a brand. You know, there's just a lot happening in your nervous system. Okay, so I really, really want to drive home that message that there's going to be, and there is, a lot happening in the nervous system. And so for you to show up from a place of integrity and for you to look after yourself, because you don't want that nervous system completely going on a roller coaster every day, that's not good for you. We want to take it slow, take it gently, build lots of safety, you know, build familiarity into our work and support ourselves with this journey of emotions. Okay, so when it comes to the start of your business in this type of work, a lot of business advice says this, and I do agree with it, which is to give a lot of value away for free, which is essentially marketing. So one of my business coaches said to me, Lisa, marketing is talking to people and selling is telling people that you can help them. And that kind of like changed the whole thing for me, because I used to think like sales was like a terrible thing, but actually I kind of like being sold to, if I'm perfectly honest. I like being sold to if the person is confident that they are able to help me. If they can just say to me, I can help you with this. I'm confident and I know my process. Like, for example, I worked with a really great web developer and she sold her service to me on a consult call. Well, it wasn't salesy. She just explained it to me. And she was very confident that she could help me with what I was looking for. And that made me feel safe and it built trust and I felt excited about it. You know, it was a positive sales experience. So when it comes to the start of your work, you do want to start to think about how you can build up your audience and, you know, get your name out there and start to educate people and build a little bit of traction, build some energy. Okay, and there's loads of different ways you can do that. I'm not going to go into the details, and I'm sure a lot of you have already started that. But I want you to start to think about your nervous system when you're thinking about this, because when we're giving away our content, so you might be giving away a lot of information and education that you have received or that you've learned or that you've journeyed personally, or you might be giving away stories, which is also a really great thing you can do in marketing, is telling and offering stories, whether it's through audio or on social media, or maybe you're writing a book or you write a blog. And like, a lot of marketing really is stories and giving away value. And I do that, as you can see in my podcast. I give away a lot of value for free. I have a lot of free courses as well. And I love giving away stuff for free. And it's great. I really like doing that. I think it's a really, really great way of marketing and connecting and building an audience. The thing is, when it's the start of your business, a lot of people who start this type of work, you might already have a part-time job or a full-time job. And so setting aside time for this can become quite draining and tiring. You don't know where to start. You don't know where to focus your limited time. And so what I want you to start to think about is, if you're spending a lot of time giving, and it mightn't necessarily be, you know, giving stuff for free to your clients, but you could be spending a lot of time building a website, or you could be spending a lot of time building a business plan, or something that is like your output. It's like this output energy in your business. And it might necessarily be for a return today. It could be for a return in the future, but it's still an output. I want you to start to think about your nervous system and how you can build and structure in reciprocity into your business model in order to support your nervous system. Okay. So when you are structuring that into your business model, there's going to be a purpose for everything. An example of receiving in your business is very, very simple. Probably you've already thought of it before I've even said it, is being paid, right? So that is reciprocal. So you sell a book and you get paid for that in exchange. That is reciprocity, right? That is where you give something and then you receive something back. And it's important that you start to think about, not immediately, well, obviously money and pricing and all that's really important. That is a really important part of business. And I'm not going to give coaching or advice on that here, because you can get a lot of advice on that elsewhere and I would need to know your business exactly. But I want you to start to think about that dynamic of reciprocity and where else you can build and structure that into your business in other ways that are nothing to do with money. Okay, well, actually, you can also do things like Patreon, and on Instagram, Linktree, you can have a tip jar and all these other ways that you can receive financially as well. Those are other ways of getting money. But other ideas for receiving in business would be like, for example, ratings. A lot of people have very kindly rated my podcasts on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts, I think it's called. So I'm very grateful. So thank you for that. And I really, really like when I receive a rating, and that makes me feel good and I feel connected to you and I feel like, oh, this is going down well. And if it's not a good rating, then it's helpful because I get some feedback. So ratings are a really good way to get it's energy coming towards you. Okay. Emails as well. You've often heard me say, if you have any questions or if you want to share your story, you could email me. So that can be a really nice way to receive and connect with people in your audience. Say if you are specializing in pain or PMDD or endometriosis and you want to build a community around that, you know, a lot, it's very healing to create spaces for our audience and our clients to share stories and to just be heard and witnessed in their story. And so that's a way of receiving too. Like, it's a very, obviously it's a very vulnerable and it's a very generous thing for someone to do, to email you and tell you their story, provided you've opened the space for that. And that can be a really great way for you to receive. And what's great about that is what you're doing is you're structuring that into your business. And then when you receive that, it's not just receiving, you're also then being given the opportunity to listen to these stories of these people and what they're going through. And you, as an expert, as a coach, as a facilitator, as an educator, you then can use that as an opportunity to learn, to see what's not being met in the market, to see what people are needing. You have an opportunity to listen to women, to people with menstrual cycles, and really, really hear their story and see, you know, how can we serve them better? And so that's all giving you lots of material for ideas for your business. And that's I mean, that's so valuable. It's so much better than going and reading loads of research papers. It's to actually just like create a space to for people to share and for you to share people's or to listen to their stories. And then another way you can receive is to set up like a mailing list, a newsletter or something, or a free gift or something, or an audio or an ebook download thing or something. I've got a few of those on my website. And you receive their email address, so they sign up for a subscription. So that's another way you can receive. And then very simply on social media, I know we get social media gets a lot of a bit of a bad rap with this, but like collecting likes and validation and everything, it's not always an ideal thing to rely on, but we're kind of talking about the purpose of something. And it can be really helpful for you to receive hearts and likes and comments on social media from a nervous system point of view, because there is a part of us that feels validated. And it's that business part. It's that business part of, is this landing for people? Is this the kind of content people like? Are people connecting with my message, with my brand, with my persona, etc.? Or if people forward or share or tag you in things, that is a fantastic way of receiving relationally with your audience in your business. And then I've also written down here testimonials. So say if you do, maybe at the start of your work, you might offer workshops or courses or coaching for free because you want to practice. Even though you're doing it for free, you're receiving the learning. So that's another way of receiving. And then I would also add on to that, make sure you get a testimonial from the people you have offered this free experience to, which is a fantastic way to showcase your work on your website or on social media, is to have in writing people's experience. And then feedback as well. Feedback is great because it gives you a chance to reflect on what can be improved or what's working well, what could be better. It's a great learning opportunity for your business and for your practice. Also answers to questions. You can do questions to your audience through a questionnaire or on social media. You can post little questions and get information from people. That's another really great way to receive. So I want you to start to really think, how can you build reciprocity into your business? You mightn't necessarily be making like money immediately, or maybe you are a little bit, but there has to be other ways that you can think about receiving. And that can really, really support your nervous system to feel connected. You're building trust with people. You're building trust with your audience. You're listening. They're listening to you. You're receiving lots of information for ideas, improvements, which supports decision making. You're getting clues about the market and what the market is needing. People are telling you what they like. I mean, it's such a great way to build your business because you can't have all the answers. You're like, as a business owner doing this sort of practice business stuff, you are like an architect. I see it like you're kind of a creator. You're building something. And how I want you to start to think about how you can structure things in your business to support you and your nervous system, so that you're in that reciprocity flow. Your business is in a reciprocity flow, because when you're in that reciprocity flow, you are getting all those ideas. And even though you mightn't necessarily follow through with ideas, you know, in the first, second year, they can be ideas for down the future, and you can keep note of all those ideas and suggestions and things that come to mind. And like, how can we think of all the answers ourselves, just from our own small brains with our one lived life experience? You know, like, so many of my people ask me, like, Lisa, how do you do your podcast every week? And I'm like, I really listen to my clients. I really listen to my audience. I really listen to my students. I keep a journal for content ideas, which is separate to other journals that I have for my business. I have multiple journals. I use a lot of Google Docs. I keep track of things, and I'm constantly thinking about like an opportunity, a curiosity, an idea. What are people needing? I'm always trying to keep my ego out of the way and just stay open to ideas and curiosities and listen to the market, listen to people. And that's the healing that is particularly in this work with the menstrual cycle. People with cycles and women have not been listened to. And even just them being heard, their stories being heard, their ideas being validated, creating content on the back of that, you're creating this feedback loop in your business where you don't have to go searching for the answers all the time. All you need to do is listen. And it just makes it so much easier for you. And then you can just go and create content from all these ideas. So some of the psychology behind that is you know, we're looking at the systemic, like you're thinking like, how can I create feedback loops in my business, feedback loops towards my business and feedback loops towards me as a person? And then bringing in the attachment theory as well. So I'm a big fan of attachment theory. I bring it into all my work, including my business. And so if you are someone who has a history with, say, anxious or avoidant attachment style, then you will want to work on this in your business. You want to be in, you want to create secure attachment in your business with your business and with your audience, so that your audience are giving something back to you, your clients are giving something back to you, and you're able to meet them halfway. So just because they're giving you ideas and suggestions doesn't mean you have to do it. You can sit with them, think about them, and discern what to do with them, and then do whatever you want with them. And so when we have that lovely place of secure attachment, we're able to go to bed without thinking about our business too much. We are able to let things go. We're able to make decisions. We're, you know, calm and regulated in our nervous system. We have a lot of trust. We have access to ventral vagal, so the rest and digest part of our nervous system in how we work in our business. And that creates a lot of somatic space for motivation, for creativity, for feeling connected to yourself, for feeling hopeful about the future. And yeah, so you're an architect. So there you go. I'd love for you to let me know how that was for you, how you get on with that receiving in business, and how you can, you know, structure that in for the future and think about that going forward and really build it in. And that's going to support your nervous system and the nervous system of your business and your attachment style and all that. And yeah. So I hope that was helpful. And again, for anyone who's interested in training with me this year, our professional training begins October 2023. We're opening up the application soon, and we have the live webinars, the info webinars. We've got three of them over the summer, one at the end of June, one at the beginning of July, and one at the end of July. And you're very welcome to come along to that. And I will be announcing when the applications are open. So make sure you're on the waiting list for the professional training, and I will put a link in the show notes. So that's it for me. Have a lovely, lovely rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.